With KAZU News, I'm Dylan Music. Results from the latest homeless point in time count for Santa Cruz County won't be out for a few more months, but city officials want to assure the community that recent federal funding cuts won't affect their response to homelessness. Larry Mwale from the city said during a public webinar that while the county receives about $5 million a year from the federal government for its homelessness response, the city doesn't rely on any federal dollars for theirs. Monterey County supervisors heard an update this week on where things stand 2 months after the Moss Landing lithium battery fire. KAZU's Elena Neal Sachs has the takeaways.
Over the past month, more than 1,500 residents filled out a survey about health concerns they've had following the fire. Ed Moreno is the county's director of public health.
The purpose of the survey was to collect information that had not previously been collected that could help inform current public health response and also inform future responses.
Moreno said county staff are currently reviewing the results and will share a public summary once they're done. In the meantime, some new agricultural soil sampling data out of Santa Cruz County may bring some relief. Here's Nikki Fowler with Monterey County Environmental Health.
For the Santa Cruz data in particular, the California Department of Public Health concluded that the metal concentrations found in ag soils did not exceed health-based screening levels and did not pose a health risk to the public.
Those findings are specific to certain areas of Santa Cruz County. Elena Neal-Sachs, KAZU News.
And this is KAZU News. I'm Dylan Music.